Your business card. Make your business card easy to keep. Over the years, I've used a variety of sizes and shapes. I've had business cards printed on playing cards, printed on plastic, and even printed in full color. In the end, the simplest form seems to be the best. Here's a few thoughts. Number one, if your business card is oversized, then it will probably be thrown away instead of kept with the other regular size cards. Number two, spend the extra money to have your card professionally printed. Just because you can print them yourself on your computer doesn't mean you should. Show your potential customer a first-class image and have them printed professionally. Idea number three, make your business card a combination Rolodex card. Many people still use a desk Rolodex. If they have one, I want to be in it. I printed my card with a blank space at the bottom large enough to punch out Rolodex cuts. You may wish to have your cards cut to fit in a Rolodex. However, I wanted to cut each card as needed. In addition, I saved about $100 off the printing. Small Rolodex punches are available from most office supply companies. Idea number four, it's more important to get the business card of a potential client than it is to give them your card. This is an idea that many entertainers overlook. We are so excited to hand out our new business card that we assume everyone will want to place our card in a place of honor. The truth is, most business cards end up in the trash or hidden deep in a seldom used pocket of a wallet. The key is to get the name and address of your prospect. Then you can mail them a nice to meet you letter. Along with the letter, include your Rolodex card and suggestions of how your company might be of service to them. This idea gets results. Don't worry as much about your card as getting theirs.